Your time now, 7:23, and we're still discussing Budget 2019, delivered yesterday by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni. Now, undoubtedly, the country's business leaders and captains of industry took very careful note of what Tito Mboweni had to say, and did it the right notes, though. Now, on Tuesday, the CEO Initiative issued a statement pinpointing their expectations from the budget, but cautioned that South Africa needs to be substantially more investor-friendly. And Bonang Mohale, former chairman of Shell, he's now CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, will be talking to you about it. Some of the points that they made, for example, would include, and this is what the CEOs would have liked to have heard in this particular budget, an accurate indication of the status of our national fiscal position, a measure for increasing fiscal discipline, because as you know, fiscal discipline, 1.2 billion rand a day being borrowed, is definitely not fiscal discipline if one looks at us being, 200 billion rand over. Then tangible plans to hold public sector officials accountable, which I think is very fair. And then exactly how government will improve the investment environment by addressing policy, legal, regulatory, and some of those administrative issues as well. The fifth point, growth enhancing reforms. Did the minister mention that? Improving education, particularly early childhood development. ECD is essential. And then finally, details on how key institutions like the National Prosecuting Authority will be capacitated. Now, obviously, that's all that they wanted to hear. Did the budget deliver, though, is the question. Bonang Mohale is the CEO of Business Leadership South Africa. Good morning.
Kino, thank you very much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Those are really, really key points that were put by the CEO Initiative. Do you think, how much would Tito have scored out of 100?
So first, when you consider that this is an election year, at the time that we don't have money, our needs are growing, the service delivery protests are increasing, I think we give Mr. Tito Mboweni 85 out of 100.
85%?
Absolutely.
And I think that has to be done within the context of the damage that was done over the last two Zuma administrations.
In fact, the last 10 years, not only were they wasted, but they took us back 20 years. So what the Minister of Finance was trying to do was, first and foremost, to stimulate economic growth, because we are lagging other countries in the world, but in particular, we compare ourselves with other developing countries and indeed BRICS countries. So we are absolutely at the bottom of those entities. Also, what we were trying to do was to reduce the total size of the debt. Debt is running away with us precisely as a result of the last 10 years. We were spending money as if government has limitless and endless resources. We are hiring people just as a crucible for votes and to endear ourselves. But also, it's about fixing the state-owned enterprises. There are more than 700 state-owned enterprises and state-owned companies at national, provincial, and local level. And 25 of those are really large. Therefore, two-thirds of the government guarantees are down to Eskom. But what we really loved about this budget is that it is absolutely consistent with the policy framework that was set out by the president, Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa, in the State of the Nation address. It is also consistent with the five commitments we made when we went to Davos, that first and foremost, we look at economic growth, because for the last 10 years, we are underperforming. We spoke about fixing Eskom. 491 billion rands of debt means Eskom's debt is now permanent.
It has no snowball's
chance in hell of trading itself out of that. Thirdly, it's about fixing all government institutions. I mean, the cabinet is bloated. The whole parliamentary process is bloated. All the state-owned enterprises are at least a third too many people. The last two is to encourage, attract, and retain foreign direct investment, because on our own, clearly we don't have the means and the abilities and capabilities. Lastly, we spoke about reiterating the mandate and the independence of the South African Reserve Bank. Kino.
Now, Bonang, I mean, I think you're being generous with your 85%, even given the context here. We talk about stimulating economic growth. Economic growth is not growth unless that growth is the actual real growth is above inflation. Because if you don't grow above inflation, you're not really growing.
Kino, you're absolutely correct. So our population growth is about 1.7.
Yeah.
And the last 3 years, our GDP growth is less than 1%. In real terms, we are going absolutely backwards. But let me give you an example of how disastrous and absolutely catastrophic the administration of Jacob Zuma was. So when we had an opportunity to give the biggest locomotive tender in the world, Kino, 1065 locomotives, and we have Union Carriage here in Brakpan that has made all the trains around here. So that we can steal, we give it to China South Rail. By that act alone, we killed Score Metals because they do beneficiated steel. By ensuring that we continue with a project of state capture, of corruption, bribery, stealing, and cheating, we have now limited government fiscal flexibility. There is no money. Therefore, Tito had to do with less than 1.3 trillion rand that we should be using to stimulate economic growth. Yeah. Here's the last frightening statistic. The PIC is the biggest asset manager in the continent with 2 trillion rand assets under management. We are not even thinking strategically about how we can use this asset to stimulate growth, to improve the quality of life of the majority of our people. Most of those loans that were given in the last 5 years were given to politically connected people.
Well, exactly.
How do you explain IO being valued at 15 cents and PIC subscribed for all the shares at 46 rand per share? It is preposterous. It is criminal. It is feeding at the trough. This is industrial scale looting. I think that's what South Africa should wake up and smell the roses and say, we have been taken back 20 years. By this 10 years of absolutely wasted years.
And yet, Dr. Iqbal Surve will have us believe that everything's above board and okay.
And if we believe that, then I think we are much more gullible. So with us as business, we are not pointing fingers. So I think we have stopped saying, government, give us a conducive environment where business can thrive. We have also said, we don't want you just to give policy stability and regulatory certainty. We want...
Ooh, the line's going there, but that's Bonang Mohale there, CEO, Business Leadership South Africa.